Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. This is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that our people have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. You see, it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique, the combination of music and religion, rhythm and religion. When the first African slaves came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from that came gospel, blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. The music experience cannot be told in a short story or even a one-hour music program. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. However, each week we come to you to bring you the very best and the achievements that our people have made in the traditional gospel field genre. We consider all the adversities that we have had to overcome. We look at all the things that we have done, and we have are still here, a strong people, God's people. We must know that it was through our music, through our life experiences that we share and that we bring forth in everything that we do, and our songs and our poems and our writings and our art, everything that we do tells the story of our African-American experience here in America. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God that comes deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the most stimulating song that has ever been given to the nation and into the world is through the African-American experience. That's what we're all about here at Gospel Gold. We are a program that is dedicated to historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. Go to our Facebook page. There you will find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles about various gospel artists. There you will also find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of the Gospel Gold programs are archived. You can simply go back to the Gospel Gold page at any time. Find the invitation for that program, click on that, open that up, and then click on the web link, and it will take you to the program that you desire. We pray that you will continue to support Gospel Gold. So go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like, then share. Be a part of the Gospel Gold community. If you would like to stay in touch with us, you can leave comments in the Gospel Gold Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. As I said before, we are live in the studio tonight. If you would like to speak to us, you can call us directly, area code 845-241-9839, area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. I want to thank Pastor Peterson and Co-Pastor Wendy Peterson, who was our special guest on last Monday. We had a wonderful time with them. We pray that you heard that program. If not, go back to the Facebook page and find that program. And perhaps you would like to acquire some of their music. All the information is there for that if you would like to get in touch with them or you would like to acquire some of their music. So we thank them for being a part of our program on last week. So we thank God for all of you who are in tonight, who are listening tonight on the internet, those who will hear this program long after it's over. We pray God's blessing upon you. Before we start each Monday, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you tonight for this program. We thank you, God, for all who are listening, who will hear this program long after it's been recorded. May they be encouraged to keep on giving your name the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. We're going to come back after this with our introduction for our program for tonight. Here's the Doe family from Washington, D.C., metropolitan area. One day If you have been a listener of Gospel Gold for any length of time, you know that we feature many types of gospel music in the traditional genre. Groups, vocalists, choirs, young people choirs, male choruses, the mass choir, solo artists as well. Tonight, I want to introduce or reintroduce to some of you a group that I certainly grew up hearing on the radio, a group called the Consolers, the most popular husband and wife singing duo during gospel's golden age, was Sullivan and Iola Pugh, better known as the Consolers. Their folkloric style, cultural historian Anthony Hilbert noted, combined elementary tunes with sentimental messages that expanded the thematic content of gospel lyrics. Born October 1st, 1925 in Moore Haven, Florida, Sullivan lost his mother at age 3 when she was among the estimated 2,500 killed by the great Okeechobee hurricane of September 26, 1928, one of the biggest natural disasters in U.S. history. Motherless and his siblings, they were adopted by James and Virginia Pugh. When he was grown, Sullivan moved to Miami. Like Sullivan, Iola Lewis, born July 22, 1926, in Cottonton, Alabama, also lost her mother at age 3. Raised by her maternal grandmother, Iola eventually moved to Columbus, Georgia, to complete high school and attend Clapton College, now Clapton University, an HBCU located in Orangeburg, South Carolina, before settling in Miami in 1949. Iola and Sullivan met at a Miami tent revival service and married on March the 11th, 1950. Around 1951 or 1952, they and Pearl Nance Rayford formed a vocal group called the Miami Soul Stirrers. Then Pearl left the group and the Pughs continued as a duo. First billed as the Consolators, but then a minister suggested Consolers was the more proper term. They changed to the Consolers. Sullivan played a progressive guitar and sang. Iola, whose inspirations included Marion Williams and Mahalia Jackson, accompanied on vocals. The Consolers made their first recording in Miami in 1952 by Harry Stone, an entrepreneur who in the 1970s released records on George McCrae and KC and the Sunshine Band. It was on the TK Record imprint at that time. But in 1952 to 1954, this same man, Harry Stone, was dabbling in the Christian, black Christian music genre. And he released a disc for the Consolers. That first single was Glory on Glory Records. It was the only recorded release by the Miami Soul Stirrers with Pearl Nance Rayford. In 1955, the Consolers signed with Nashville Records. The initial release, Give Me My Flowers, was a huge and lasting gospel hit that inaugurated a more than 25-year span of successful singles and albums for the company. From Sullivan's pen came such classics as Waiting for My Child, May the Work I've Done Speak to Me, Around God's Throne, and Thank God Things Are as Well as They Are. Religious audiences connected with this Miami group, and because of their morality and the way that they dressed and the way that they talked, they were instantly a hit. As members of the Church of Living God of Holiness denomination, the Consolers adhered to in the world, not of the world, credo. It informed their no-frills tradition sound, the message of their lyrics, the modesty of their attire, their commitment to faith and family, and their conventional public persona. I wanted to bring to the forefront tonight, and we're going to hear some of their music, the Consolers, one of the few husband and wife duo teams in gospel who made such a great impact on the gospel recording industry. We're going to go back and hear some of the early stuff, and then we're going to come up and hear some of the later stuff that they did as well. And we'll talk more about them. Here are the Consolers Forever and Ever, recorded in 1955. Also, we're going to listen to Grace of God and Over Yonder.
Forever I dwell in the house of the Lord. Forever I'm going to stretch out on God.
didn't come here to stay. A few more rising and setting of the sun, and I'll be on my way. I'm going over yonder where Jesus is. Over yonder where Jesus is. I'm going to rest from all of my labor. Over yonder where Jesus is. I got a mother over there where Jesus is. I got a mother over there where Jesus is. And I'm going to rest from all of my labor.
We are featuring the Consolers tonight, a great gospel duo. Nashville producer Sharon Williams told Hebert, the historian, that on occasion Iola would get up so caught up in the song that she would begin to shout and get happy in the recording studio. She also said that Iola was also an astute businesswoman, selling candy and hats in addition to Consolers records at their performances. The Pews traveled the country on the strength of their recording sales, which was propelled in large by their extensive exposure on WLAC, Nashville's 50,000-watt radio station. At one time, the Consolers' record sales were surpassed only by Reverend James Cleveland in gospel music. Indeed, in the early 60s, the Consolers regularly joined James Cleveland and the Angelic Gospel Singers, the Caravans, and the Staple Singers at the top of the Billboard gospel charts. The change happened when Iola died October 11, 1994, marked the end of the Consolers, but the group's impact on music endured. Sullivan and Iola, although she had passed, received the Florida Folk Heritage Award in 2002. The following year, they were inducted into the International Gospel Music Hall of Fame. The Consolers Progressive Charity Club continued to provide support to the Miami area needy. Nashboro Records, Nashboro Gospel Operations, never paid much attention to the possibilities of crossover for the Consolers. For one thing, it was scarcely heard of back in the 1950s. But even in latter years, when the Staple Singers were playing at Newport Jazz Festival and being boosted by Bob Dylan and the label, it would seem that the Consolers were happy to addressing their black audience. However, in 1972, the Consolers performed at the Newport Jazz Festival. They were received very well. But afterwards, they returned to recording to Nashboro and to tour less glamorous, more faithful churches, auditoriums of the black gospel circuit. In 2004, Sullivan sung Speak for Me with Malico's Gospel Legend DVD, joining fellow veterans of the gospel highways such as Ira Tucker, Dorothy Norwood, Margaret Allison, Shirley Caesar, in this celebration of traditional gospel music. Sullivan Pugh died at the age of 85, on December 30th, 2010, in Miami, Florida. Mr. and Mrs. Pugh was a great gospel husband and wife team. We're going to listen to a little bit more of their music. I have a caller on the line. I'm going to see if they would like to say anything. A caller from area code 919, last four digits 9067. Are you on the line?
Yes, Lafayette Maxwell, my brother.
Good evening, Dr. Maxwell. How are you?
I'm just fine, man. I tell you, I just love the history of these guys. I heard about the Consolers, but I did not know their history. And it thrilled me that powerfulness that they had. And the quartet singing, it does something to me. I cannot explain it. It's like the music and the words didn't conflict with one another. They just blended in, and they had a message, and I've been touched
tonight. Exactly, exactly. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit more of the Consolas. Give Me My Flowers was one of their biggest hits, and of course, Waiting for My Child to Come Home. We're going to listen to those songs, the Consolas, tonight on Gospel Gold.
Waiting waiting for my child to come home.
The Consolers tonight on Gospel Gold. Dr. Maxwell, one of the things that was interesting that I read about them was they did not cross over. When other groups of that era were trying to cross over to play to a more white audience to have a more bigger appeal, it seems that the Consolers were content singing in churches and small auditoriums. Could it be that the lyrics and the simplicity of their lyrics just touched the soul of black people more?
I'm still because it's doing that to me now. And there was like, it had to be some temptation, but when God has touched you, you're not going to sell out. And they didn't. It wasn't how many they sang to. It was who they sung to.
Right.
And I'm sure by being there in their live concerts, it really strengthened our people in the struggles
mm-hmm.
they had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
What were the main instruments that most quartet singers used?
Most of them used guitar, bass, drums, and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, they added other instruments as well. But they started out with just piano, and then guitar. Sullivan Hugh played the guitar sideways. He played it upright, on his lap, kind of like. And she sung. It was just the two of them. It was just simple music.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They were able to transform the gospel genre as they were. And I think it was because of not just their music, but because of the fact that they lived the life that they sung about. And you could see that
yeah.
in their lifestyle, the way they handled themselves, the way they did their business, was all done in a godly manner. And I think that, too, was attractive to a lot of people as well. Tonight.
Yes, and
go right ahead.
I'd say, and even tonight, me, after a long week and preaching on Sunday, I really commend you for being on Monday night. That pause that refreshes us, Monday many times for many pastors is they're off day if they're not working a full-time job, that we
mm-hmm.
can retreat. And this program has really been a blessing to me on my Monday night if I'm prepared to move to do my work for the remainder of the week.
Thank you so very much. It is a love of mine. It's a passion of mine. I wanted to do this. I've long wanted to do this, and I thank God that I had the opportunity to do so. I started with my brother, Dr. William Rogers, and he would let me come on his program, Black Reality Think Tank, and play some gospel music from time to time. And it just caught on, and it became something that I love to do, and I've received a lot of support for it from him and from others. And I just thank God that we're able to come to every Monday night to bring that good old traditional African-American gospel music. One other individual that I want to introduce tonight, maybe just briefly, was Elder James Flowers Jr. and the Flowers Family Singers. Many of people may have heard of them, or you may not heard of him. The late Reverend Flowers has been singing since the age of 9. He started out with his father's group, the Sons of Harmony, in Longwood, North Carolina. He came to Washington, D.C. and formed a group called the Gospel Heirs. As more family members joined the group, its name was changed to Reverend James N. Flowers Jr. and the Flowers Family Singers. With him in the group was his mother, Lizzie Flowers, his sister, Mildred Scoggins, Dorothy McDowell, Marie Hickerson, and Irma Reed. Also, he had with him his two daughters, Linda and Yolanda Flowers, his nephew, Anthony Flowers, along with Vilma McCray and Maggie Pickett. Over the years, he had recorded 8 CDs, 3 singles, and 3 DVDs, and 1 mini movie. And you can also find that on Facebook, and you can also find him on YouTube. But I wanted to just play a couple of songs from him. One of them was my personal favorite. As I said, I grew up listening to all of this music. And one of them was my personal favorite was Ride Out Your Storm. Here's Reverend James Flowers and Yolanda Flowers and the family Flowers family.
Maybe you're going through a storm in your life, wondering, will I make it through? All you have to do is ride out your storm.
You've been in the storm. Seems like forever. Nights of confusion have been so long. Your ship has lost anchor. And the storm got you drifting. Your night's almost over.
You can ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God is there with you. You may not feel him. You're not alone. Oh, you're hurting now, but your morning is coming.
Yes, sir.
Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Just remember God's promise.
Yes, sir.
I'll never leave.
That's what he said.
Though the waters are raging, they'll do you no harm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Whoa. Good morning is coming. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. Your morning is coming. All you have to do, just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. He's right there with you. He's right there with you.
You can
ride out your storm. He promised to never leave. You can ride out your storm.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can contact us through our email at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We have a Cash App. It starts with the $, one word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight.
You know, Yolanda, God have called mother and father home now, and also have called a sister and a brother, and our hearts are made heavy today, but God brought us through. He enabled us to ride out the storm, and he was right there with us. And as I think about the family,
would bring them sweet relief.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I wonder
what are they doing there now? I wonder what are they doing up in heaven today? We're seeing
was so strong, just knowing that someday God would carry them home. Oh, they lived a holy life.
Yes, they did.
Now they took their flight, and I wonder
what are they doing?
Like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Dr. Maxwell, I thank you so much for supporting Gospel Gold. Can you give the name of your church and where you're located, just in case some others would like to visit you?
The Mount Zion Baptist Church in Apex, North Carolina, in the Friendship community. We would love to have you. The number to the church is 362-5697. Thank you for
Amen.
The opportunity to share that.
Thank you so very much. Well, we'll see you next week. We hope that you will join us next Monday night for another new edition of Gospel Gold. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page, and perhaps you have an idea for an upcoming program or a suggestion for something else that we can do on Gospel Gold. You may have information on a gospel artist. Please contact us through our Gospel Gold Facebook page or through our email at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And don't forget, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Starts with the dollar sign. Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We're going to go home tonight with another by the Consolers. Our theme song for the night, May the Work I've Done Speak for Me. God bless you. Have a good night.
Let it speak for me. but the work I do.